Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Pee-wee's special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. And this song, before Dave brings us a very special announcement and Eric gets our next guest on the line, from this movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, this is Breakfast Machine from Danny Elfman, of course, composer Danny Elfman, right?
Oh, excellent.
And yep. Breakfast Machine, and if you recall, Breakfast Machine in the very first movie in Big Adventure.
There's
a very nice sequel to that in Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Of course, how he wakes up in the morning and gets out of bed and gets out of the house and drives down the street and has breakfast. It's much more elaborate.
Wow.
Let's just say that.
Okay. And guess what?
Oh, my shoulders.
I know.
Oh, getting up in the morning hurts.
This has been a tough week. Tax season. You had a
stress.
Tough week. What is better, or what can? What is? I mean, what do you? What do you do when you have so much stress?
You know me.
Love.
I immediately go for relaxation.
Oh.
I go for relaxation, and the best way to work out all those knots out of my neck and my shoulder and my lower back that come from that. I gotta get a massage.
No doubt.
You know it. And a good by a phenomenally licensed massage therapist that can really dig deep in there.
Ooh.
And work out those knots for me.
Yes, I agree. And of course, this segment brought to you by none other than Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist. That's even a little edge up on a licensed massage therapist. But, you know, the truth is, whether you're in sports or not, Quinn Schoenwald will give a great, great, great healthy massage. But he is a licensed sports massage therapist, and Quinn works at the world-renowned Fisher Institute. And, of course, the owner of Fisher Institute, Brett, is a staff PT for the Arizona Cardinals. You can't get better than that. There's no doubt about it. So call Quinn at 307-921-2684. That's 307-921-2684. That's Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist. Oh, my back's hurting.
Oh.
I want to leave right now and get a massage.
I feel like an apple hit my back or something like
that.
Yeah,
someone threw an apple, a tomato at you, actually.
Well, because the thing, and then the apple fell down, and then, you know, the big apple in New York.
An Apple computer. Maybe it's FBI, an Apple computer.
Sir Isaac Newton?
Huh?
No,
I don't like fig Newtons. I don't like those.
No.
You don't like the figs?
No, they're okay.
Only when
they're
don't have clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, fig. You wear a fig leaf.
I do?
Yeah, a very tiny one. Oh. No, I mean...
Pee-wee!
Root beer float.
No, that's wrong one.
I forgot.
If you are just now joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment's, we are celebrating Pee-wee's Big Holiday. It came out yesterday on Netflix, and if you want to give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. If you have any Pee-wee memories, if you have any if you've seen a movie lately you want to comment on, give us your short review. Of course, you can also join us on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F. That's our Facebook page, and you can share your review on there, and or just tell us how we're doing.
And I think that this is, I can't believe when I was looking at this, it's been 26 years.
Yeah. You know, all these different 80s properties.
Gosh,
that are coming
the
back
time
out.
Has flown.
Yeah. Yeah. And and again, and Paul Rubens does a great job. He doesn't look one day different.
Well, they say it's digitally remastered, but you said in person he doesn't look a day older.
In person he doesn't look a day older. And look at some of the interviews. Now, he's going to be doing some he couldn't join us today because he's out at the South by Southwest Festival. I reached out to him.
Well, that's a little bit bigger than us. I'm sorry. South by Southwest. Yes.
Yes. And you know, they said, "Well, you can come out, you know, and join us." And then I was like, "No, I can't make it out to South by Southwest right now. Got to do this special." But, you know, they had a big event there, two different screenings, fan screening, and, you know, the premiere is and everything like that as well. So a lot of different cast were there. So just a lot of stuff going on. But he's going to be doing the TV rounds, a lot of different TV interviews. Mm-hmm. So check those out this week, and you'll see he doesn't look very much different. And he does all of his interviews as Pee-wee.
Well, and I think that's because of the type of actor that he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so disparate. The roles he's played are so disparate from Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny because I didn't watch a lot of Pee-wee Herman shows when they were on TV back then, because I kind of missed it, I guess. I was a little bit too old, but I, you know, my kids were a little bit too young, so it kind of fell between the cracks. But I was at a Halloween party, 3 years ago, and somebody was dressed as Pee-wee Herman with the bike, and it was so, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to take a picture with Pee-wee.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I don't, and now I think back at that and I think, yeah, he was a cultural icon back in the day. And so it just, you hear the music, you hear the laugh, you hear the voices. And even if you weren't a huge fan, it takes you back.
Yeah, it takes you back to that time. And, you know, and again, he's an icon. He's a really, and on a personal level, he is a really nice guy as well. And he got me an audition for Star Search.
Ah.
Back, way back then. I don't think
did
I've
you
ever
win?
Said that. No, I didn't even make it on the show. But I
what
auditioned.
What did you do? Sing?
I danced.
You're a dancer?
Well, because he was dancing out in front of Jackass Acres.
Yes, but...
But, you know, Pee-wee does know how to surround himself with really, really talented people, too.
Yes.
I mean, his cast and crew are phenomenal.
Yeah, including, you know, one of his... well, I think she liked him. I don't know if he liked her. Dottie's on the phone right now. Actress E.G. Daily. How are you?
It's me!
Yay! Hi, Dottie! I mean, E.G.
You just want me to go to the drive-in with you, right?
Yeah, of course.
Hi, what's happening?
Well, you know, we've been talking about some of our memories, and you know, so how was that experience playing Dottie in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? I mean, tell us about that.
How was it? Well, you know, I didn't have anything to compare it to at the time. It was just a job that I booked. And I was happy I booked because it turned out it was like a big studio film. You know, back in those days, that was like 30 years ago. I think it was the 30th anniversary. So back in those days, you just like auditioned and then you just were happy with whatever. And so I didn't have I didn't expect anything out of it. I knew it was Tim Burton's first big movie. And I knew they were having high hopes for him. And I had seen Pee-wee Herman's show on the Sunset Strip. So I knew him from that. I just really didn't have any expectations. And then we just did it. And it was a blast, and it was really cute. I thought, like, the sets were super cute, and I just thought they put a lot of care into it. Tim Burton put a lot of care into it. And then the next thing you know, it's a huge, iconic hit 30 years later.
And, you know, now there's clips of that, you know, iconic scene, talking about the drive-in with Pee-wee in the movie and on YouTube, and people are saying, oh, Dottie was one of my first crushes. I mean, people were in love with you.
I got more marriage proposals from the least sexy character I've ever played in my life. I mean, Dottie was just like fun and cute and tomboyish, but she was not sexy as far as I'm concerned. And I felt like a tomboy in that part, but yeah, I'd have people chase me in Hollywood and follow me and say, I wanted to marry you, Dottie. And I thought it was really cute. And she's adorable, which shows me that, you know, it's not always about being sexy. It's about being sweet and who you are.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, of course, we know you from so many projects. And, you know, but I'm a little concerned because Pee-wee's Big Holiday, you know, he's got a few other women who are interested in him. Have you seen Pee-wee's Big Holiday yet?
I have not seen it yet, but I'm super excited for him. Yeah. But I haven't seen it yet. My kids just ordered it on Netflix, so I got to go see it. But we talked a little bit while he was doing it, and at one point he was trying to get me to do something by net, which I didn't end up doing. But I'm excited to see it from him. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it, and I loved it. I'm giving it 4 stars. I thought it was, you know, the nostalgia alone is wonderful, and I think you're going to love it, especially because I don't know if you heard or early in the show, I said that I was, I actually know Paul, when I was a kid, that he came into my parents' business, and so we've been pen pals, you know, since way back when.
Yeah, and he's really good about writing and remembering your birthday.
Yeah.
especially like when I was on the voyage, he kept tweeting all this crazy fun stuff, and he came over one day and we did all these fun pictures and we were tweeting back and forth during the voyage. And I want to tell you guys that whoever, I don't know the demographics of what your of your radio thing, but just to tell everybody to follow me on Instagram at Real Each Daily and Twitter Real Each Daily, all that stuff while I'm on the phone with you.
Oh yeah.
And
What's amusing about earlier in this segment, you know, Trisha said, "Oh, we're so happy to talk with you, Dottie." I mean, you, since you've played so many of these characters, these characters that we just really love and think that, you know, we know by seeing these movies or TV shows, we think that we know you and that you're that person. I mean, how many people come up to you and say, "Oh, Buttercup"?
Oh, well, yeah, I get a lot of that from I mean, that's what the beautiful thing is. Like, people are Valley Girls. Like, people think they know you. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, "Oh, I know you. Did you go to school together?" Because, like, the characters I play usually are kind of like your friends, you know? Yeah. They were just a little bit quirky, so they weren't, like, super glamorous. But people just always think they're my friend. And half the time, they're like, "Where do I know you from? Don't I know you? Where do I know you from?" And then finally, somebody will say, "Weren't you in Valley Girl?" Or, "You were Dottie." And then they freak out. But it's really sweet because, I don't know. It's just really sweet to kind of leave a mark in people where they feel comfortable with you, like you're a friend or something. They don't really know.
Yeah. Well, so and sweet. You know that actually is that comes back to you and the way that you portray these characters, that they just become a part of our lives. They're so approachable. We feel like we know you. And that is a tribute to your talent. You know, you're taking these characters and you're making them your own.
And real.
Exactly. Because then, you know, we all feel like we know you and you know, you're just so friendly and nice too that we, you know, just very approachable. So.
Well, thanks. That's so sweet. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I love it. And it actually is really nice, like, when I do the when I do panels, like, conventions and we do signings. I mean, the reason why I do them is because it's so beautiful when you get to connect with people that have seen you over the years and grown up with you or like you said, have kind of felt comfortable with me because of the characters the work that I do that makes people feel like they know me and it's friendly and sweet. And so what's nice is that when people come to see me, I don't do a lot of the autograph signings, but I do them really specifically because to me that exchange and getting to look at someone in the eye that's gotten to grow up with you and the joy is so amazing. It's so amazing and sweet.
And so are you good about writing back? I mean, if someone tweets you or like follows you on Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, people definitely follow me. Yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And if you have a question, yeah, I'm pretty good about answering people. I try to respond, and sometimes people have like said the most amazing things, and I've had ongoing conversations with some people because there's like a beautiful connection that I get with people. So yeah, I mean, definitely connect up and share. I always have all, like, when I do autograph sessions and we do pictures, people post the pictures on Instagram and, you know, just tag me on everything, because to me that's like the fun is, like, you have a fan that's been watching you for 30 years. And then they get to meet you, and then we take a picture together that's so beautiful, and then they post it and share it, and then I get to share it on my page, like, "Hey, here's one of my friends and fans for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. How sweet is this that we got to connect in real, in the raw, you know?" So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing about social media now is that we can actually connect.
Absolutely.
And they can actually write. So, yeah.
And you
Facebook,
know,
too. I'm on Facebook. Just on Facebook, there's a lot of fake Facebook pages that are not me. So make sure it's, like, a verified one or the one that says an official one.
It has a little, you know, check mark next to it, right?
I mean, yeah, the Twitter Twitter is definitely check mark, and Instagram is we're just getting that rolling. So but just know it's Real Each Daily on most of that. And Vine is so fun. I have so many fun followers, and we do some fun stuff on Vine. So it's Real Each Daily as well.
Well, that's really taken off. I've heard a lot about Vine.
Vine is fun. I mean, it's goofy. I feel like a kid, but I have so much fun doing them. Vines are really fun.
Real EG Daily, everyone follow her. And, you know, speaking of fans, I am such a fan of the Powerpuff Girls franchise, and you don't have to comment on it. Regardless, I have to say I am appalled that you and the rest of the cast members are not a part of the voice cast for the new version.
Yeah, me too. I can comment on it, right?
Yes.
I don't like it.
I you know, I'm going to try to watch it, but if the first second it turns me off, I'm done, you know, because...
Well, a lot of the fans are unhappy, you know, that's that thing. It's like, I don't really understand why And me and the girls don't understand why Tara will call me. And she's like, I don't understand. I don't understand it. Like, we don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, that kind of transition or change of characters makes sense if, like, the people are no longer living on the planet and you have to replace them. But when you have a show that has been established and people have grown up with these characters, why would you change the voices? Like, why? It's like, yeah. That just happens when someone's not available anymore. So we didn't understand it, and it does make me sad, to be perfectly honest. So, and no offense, I hope this show goes amazing, and I hope the girls do well, but yeah, I can still say I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, and I'm going to try it, and you know, because I do love the franchise, and you know, but it's just not. I've seen the one clip that they released, or one of them that they released, and just the voices, it did not seem right, and all the comments under the video were not very kind at all. So
well, we don't know. That's what I mean. Somebody made a decision that to me was not maybe a great decision, in my opinion.
Yes.
I don't understand why someone would make that decision. Because if you put 25 people in a room and said, "Hey, do you guys want to continue the show and the original, or do you want to just start all over with brand, change all the characters, change only the lead characters?" I don't know how many people would say do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many people would say do that?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. So to me, logically, it just didn't make sense, and I would love to talk to the person who made that decision. Probably going to lose the opportunity to work for that network again, but I don't really care. Anyway,
yeah, well,
I love Cartoon Network, but it's like, come on, guys, what the hell was that?
And
really?
And you know, you've got other things in the works as well. I mean, so who cares about that? So
the Rob Zombie movie,
yes,
the new Rob Zombie movie, 31's coming out in a couple months, and it's so fun. It's my second Rob Zombie movie. It's going to be so fun, you guys. I play a character named Sexbet, and the movie's just out there and crazy. If you're a Rob Zombie fan, it's probably the best one he's ever done. So super excited about that. Yeah,
I am too. I know you were on one of our Halloween shows last year, and we were talking about 31. We cannot wait for that. I am a Rob Zombie fan.
Hey.
So,
yeah, we've highlighted a Rob Zombie a couple times.
It
here.
Seems like everything that E.G. Daily is involved in, I somehow am a fan of. You know?
Now, wait a minute. Are you turning into a stalker?
No. I mean, I'm saying all these things. Yeah, Rugrats and Pee-wee.
I'm super lucky, though. You have to look at it. I'm super lucky because I've gotten to do, like, I've gotten to be in iconic characters in iconic films throughout my whole career, so I just feel, like, super lucky, you know, like even whatever it is that I've done, like, I had a dance hit in the 80s, it was a number one all over the world. I had a, you know, voiceover career, I have a voiceover career, I'm one of the top five in the world. You know, I've gotten to be on the biggest shows of time, like, Rugrats is one of the biggest ones of all time, and Powerpuff Girls, and Happy Feet, and Babe. It's like, I feel super grateful and super blessed, and never, never, never do I take it for granted. Like, every time I get a job, my agents laugh at me. They're like, they'll say, you know, hey, they say, hey, you booked that Avengers episode, and I was like, I did? Like, you would think that I was, like, brand new, because I literally just feel so grateful every time I book a job. Like, I was on The Middle 2 nights ago. Did anybody see that? I guess they're on The Middle.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it when I go home.
It's a guest star, but in TV land, guest star is like a big deal, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know that, but people are like, oh my God, you booked a guest star in The Middle. I'm like, you know, I was on Friends. People remember me as the one who stole the Smelly Cat song, and I played guitar and was on Friends. So it's like, again, I'm just super grateful. Every time I get to book a job, I'm just super grateful. I feel like it's, you know,
well,
we're
grateful for you. I mean, because it luck, and but it's also talent as well, you know? Right, Tricia?
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. What you're just saying, and I know this just comes naturally to you, but the way that you're speaking and the things that you're saying, that's what makes you a fan favorite, is you don't have a big head. You're, like, so excited and down to earth, and you're just... You feel like one of us. I mean, you know, really, seriously, I feel like you're my best friend, you know, and it's like we're just sitting down chatting. And that kind of approachability is so important and so wonderful, especially, like you said, you've done some incredible things in your career and continue to. And you continue to. And we appreciate
that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot. That means more to me than winning awards. Because to me, that is like, I try to, like, teach my kids that, like, at the end of the day, all that stuff will go away. But at the end of the day, when you're old and lying in your bed, you can't walk anymore, you know, you have how that beautiful thing is, like, it's not what you did for people. It's how you make them feel at the end of the day. Did they feel good when they left you? And to me, that is, like, one of the most important things that I teach my kids. Like, how do you make people feel when they leave you? Do you make them feel important and special and loved and beautiful? Because that is way more important than what TV job you just did. at the end of the day, you know, or your bank account at the end of the day. You can't take your money and your job to your grave with you, but you can certainly take knowing in your heart you were living a decent, beautiful life and treating people with kindness. That's it for me. That's like it. Well, speaking of that, make sure to tell all your people that I did do this one-woman show called Listen Closely that's available on Amazon, and also a voiceover seminar where I talk all about voiceover and how to get into it and real practical tips, tools, and how-tos, but also this amazing stuff about life that will rock your world if you're in any kind of strange place. So I would like to tell everybody, like, go check that stuff out because I do talk about a lot of my philosophies about life, which ties into what we just talked about. And those are all on Amazon. You can digitally download them.
Excellent. Well, everyone, search EG Daily. And remember, the real EG Daily on all social media. EG, thank you so much for helping us celebrate the release. And we hope that you have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And again, I appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being you. And we'll keep our eyes out for you in all your new projects.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Have a good one.
And so in honor of...
Put Dottie back on.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
Good job, Eric.
She was lovely.
Isn't she sweet?
I think she deserves a shout out. Rupert Farrell. Oh, wheels. Barrels. Rupert Barrels.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again.
All right. Well,
Eric's going to hate me.
Hey, Eric, I have so much power, I can make them scream.
Yeah, I can control the volume here.
That's the secret word of the day if anyone's just now joining us. But in honor of EG Daily and Pee Wee's Big Adventure, let's hear a little bit from the champs with Tequila.
Tequila!
Now, let me get up on the desk here, Dave, okay?
He's dancing on the desk. Hey, this is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Pee-wee.
Live, 1480 AM, KPHS.
How do you like this?
That's not the Pee-wee.
We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Yes! Tequila.